This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features are completely free there, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you, $5, $6, $7 a month for their websites. We give ours away. You might, in fact, notice you'll probably get more for free on our site than those other hosts will charge you for. So, see for yourself. At freetalklive.com, of course, a lot to discuss here tonight, as always. There was a story that I really wanted to get to last night. We didn't have a chance, so we'll start it out here tonight. Of course, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. But we've been discussing over the past several weeks, and in fact for the past several years on this program, the TSA and the ever-increasing security state, or rather security theater state, as it might more accurately be called, the TSA becoming ever more bureaucratic, ever larger, ever expanding, creating new offices and new ideas as to how to crack down on your freedom to travel. And, of course, the airports have been the primary proving grounds for this particular little test of the government's expansion of the police state. That's kind of been their testing area, actually, has been where they'll roll out the new intrusive methods, including the brand-new backscatter machines that they're starting to install at all the airports around the country. In addition to that, the new more invasive pat-downs, which both of which have become quite the subject of controversy in the thankfully in the mainstream media over the last couple of 2-3 weeks, 4 weeks actually, probably at least. And so it's good that the TSA has been getting all of this negative attention. That's good news. Of course, WeWon'tFly.com has sprung up within the past few weeks as well and has just skyrocketed in popularity. And of course, there were the opt-out day protest/outreach events that went on before the day before Thanksgiving. So there's been a flurry of activity surrounding this. But one of the things that we pointed out before all of this happened is these Viper teams. VIPR is what it stands for, and I'll give you the that's the acronym. I'll give it to you here in a moment what it stands for. But basically, it's a team of TSA agents, Department of Homeland Security bureaucrats, who are teaming up with local cops to go to local bus stations and train depots. And as my understanding, they also want to target, if they haven't already, they do want to target Marines, so maritime ships. Like, for instance, getting on a ferry, you may encounter the TSA. And so they've been just swooping in, and they have been setting up operations at a train station, for instance, or bus station, for an entire day. And so they'll screen everybody that's going through that station for that one day. They'll pack it up, and they'll take it somewhere else. So the idea being that, those terrorists won't know where we'll pop up next. And, of course, it's also to see how people...
But they do know where they'll pop up at airports.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, whatever system they're using must be flawed. One of these systems is flawed, right? So it's either a good idea to swoop in and do these random checkpoints at bus stations, train stations, boat docks and things like that, or it's a good idea to set up camp and do a regular checkpoint for everybody going onto an airplane.
Well, I'm sure they think it is a good idea to set up and check everybody that goes through in one place. It's just they probably haven't just been able to justify expanding the bureaucracy to include full-time teams at these bus stations and training.
Think of the jobs it would create.
It sure would create a lot of jobs. Of course, there are jobs that wouldn't necessarily otherwise exist in the marketplace, as is the case usually with...
They're a big waste of money.
...government make-work positions.
Because the TSA at the airports have never caught a terrorist, and they miss 50% of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on.
Well, if they're going to show up randomly at one train station or bus depot or whatever, all terrorists has to do is go to two. Send a team to one bus station and another team to the train station. TSA apparently can't be in two places at once.
Problem
solved. Going to be very effective.
Right. Actually, having two teams is a very effective terrorist tactic against the government's structure. As I observed recently at the Manchester airport when we were there doing the outreach event that we had, Sean, I don't know if you saw this, but at one point Sam and I went for lunch, and as we were going out for lunch, they actually had one of the two lanes that were coming in. There's at least four lanes both in and out, but so the two lanes that were coming in, one of the two lanes was shut down. and they had police cars there. There was a sign a little ways up the road letting people know that there was a checkpoint ahead. And so they were just randomly, allegedly, selecting cars as they were coming toward them, stopping them, directing them over into the checkpoint, and then, well, popping trunks and looking in people's cars. They had, I had thought when I was first going by it, that they were just pointing mirrors underneath the car. They had those mirrors on sticks,
yeah,
and you can stick those under the car looking for bombs and things like that. They had a dog that they were circling the car with. And then when Sam and I were coming back from lunch, we stopped up on a hill where we could park and we could kind of watch what they were doing, which wasn't hard to do. We could just sit there and monitor their activities the whole time they were there, and, you know, look for patterns and look for what they were doing. And they popped some guy's trunk, and I'm sure he gave him permission. I don't know. We weren't close enough to be able to hear anything. So Sam got his camera out, set up the tripod, put the camera up, and by the time he actually got the camera up on the tripod, the cops wrapped it up. They cleaned up the spot and they went away.
So this was cops, not TSA agents.
Yeah, right? It was local cops. Local cops that were doing that. Outside the airport, though. So it was definitely an airport checkpoint. You were getting checked if you were on the way into the airport. It was right on the path into the airport. There'd be no way you could turn off at that point. But the sign was up. My point being, there was this, you know, bright sign that gave you the heads up. Checkpoint ahead. So if you were planning on bombing the airport, that would be a good time to go ahead and just turn off whatever that road is that's going into the airport before you get there and, you know, come another day or come another hour, because I don't know how long they were out there, but I don't think it was longer than an hour or two.
Right. If you're a terrorist, you don't care about missing your flight because you're going to die on it. So you can just die tomorrow. However, they just screw with the people who aren't going to die on their flights by putting up a sign that says checkpoint ahead.
Yeah. And then harassing people and wasting their time and searching folks, and who knows how many, you know, bags of pot they find while they're in the midst of doing these searches. So all you'd have to do is either observe and be patient, or if you really, really, really had to get that bomb through right then, you could just have two cars. Because they were really only pulling over one car at a time into this area, so as soon as they had one car, you know, you could just sit there and wait. Actually, if you just had one car, you could just sit there and wait until they pulled one car in, and then just slip on by. No problem. And it's just, I'm not a terrorist, but it's not hard to figure this stuff out. Imagine what the professionals can do, right? Imagine what the people who have gone up against security in other countries that are, you know, much more stringent and strict. Imagine all the creative ideas they have for getting past just nonsense like this. It's total theater.
It absolutely is. I mean, it's just a big waste of time and money.
Yeah. So, of course, they want to expand the TSA to airports, or excuse me, not airports, but train stations and bus stations. And we know they've already been doing it. So when you hear about this story that we're going to play for you here in a moment from, I believe this is ABC in Tampa, ABC Television. When you hear about this, it's going to, if you haven't been paying attention for the past few years, you'd think, my God, they're expanding to the bus stations. But they've been doing this. This isn't new. It may appear that it's new because maybe some people are paying attention now who weren't paying attention before, thanks to WeWon'tFly.com and all the publicity that has surrounded the recent TSA controversy. But just to be clear, these government bureaucrats, these TSA agents, have been invading bus stations and train stations for a long time. And how often they do it, I don't know. But in this case, this particular news agency actually did bring their cameras out to shoot some footage. And I think it's the first footage I've actually seen of the Viper teams in action as they are, you know, searching people's bags and things like that. Viper stands for Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response Teams, and they are being deployed nationwide. I've got a piece here from DemocratHerald.com that talks about it in detail. We'll get to some of the details about it, but I thought it was very interesting to play the audio of this particular report and just give you an idea of how just state bootlicking these mainstream media reporters and anchors are. It's just despicable how they lavish praise on the TSA and talk about how great they are and how, boy, they're here to keep us safe. And we'll play that for you. Come up here in moments. 800-259-9231. You can take control of your airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally. with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
I'm seeing a lot of clients, especially women, who are experiencing more bladder and urinary tract infections than ever before. Why is this happening? Diets rich in sugar and the overprescription and use of antibiotics can create candida, which can contribute to these kidney, bladder, and urinary infections. Cranberries contain quinic acid, which can support kidney health by increasing the excretion of oxalic acid and a saturation of uric acid. Cranberries also create an unfriendly environment for alkaline-loving bacteria by making urine more acidic so infection can't take hold. I recommend to my clients and friends who suffer from the effects of candida a wonderful product from Genesis Today called Cranberry Goji Juice. It combines the juice of cranberries, which is essential for supporting kidney health, with the goji berry, which is loaded with an impressive amount of minerals, amino acids, fiber, and unique ingredients found in no other food in the world. The two provide a 1-2 punch to help you stay balanced and healthy.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and cranberry goji juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Cranberry goji juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart locations.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including news updates. Get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. You can follow us via emailed updates, or perhaps you prefer Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com to do that. and get on board for free there. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL, C-A-I. They do collections early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. And it's run by the awesome Jason Osborne. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL, C-A-I. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the banner column as we continue to discuss the Viper teams, as they are being called. Stands for Visible Intermodal something or other. I don't have it in front of me. But
somebody had fun coming up with that acronym.
They just made it up to fit the Viper.
Yeah, yeah. Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response. In fact, when I look up intermodal, I've got this neat little plug-in for Firefox. I can double-click on words and get dictionary definitions. It does not come up.
So they just had to make something up?
The freedictionary.com does. Well, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Sometimes there are words that don't exist in the dictionary, but it's pretty rare that I come across those. All right, so there's a piece here from ABC News in Tampa that I thought you deserved to hear, just to give you an idea of how the mainstream media is covering this, which this being just the continual expansion of the police state, the government constantly bringing more of their shock troops out, essentially to get in your way if you're traveling in this country. Whether it's by bus or by train, they're adding, I think, a Marine soon. So here's the report from ABC in Tampa.
Our Tampa police and federal government agencies are teaming up to keep your family safe. They unveiled a new plan that could stop a potential terror threat where hundreds of people pass through each day.
They are here to keep you safe. That's the intro to this story. Boy, thank goodness we've got the TSA out there. And here's what they're doing now.
Bill Logan was there for a firsthand look.
And they're showing someone getting patted down just like they were in the airport.
Sort of security we've seen a lot of since 9/11 at places like airports and seaports and major sporting events. Now, here at the bus station, to sort of invent the wheel.
10 years after 9/11, they're finally getting around to doing it.
This is innovation, Mark. This is the government innovating.
They've discovered that we have buses. When was the bus invented?
In advance, in case we have to, if there ever is specific intelligence requiring us to be here, this way us and our partners are ready to move in at a moment's notice.
What we're looking for are threats to national security as well as immigration law violations.
Oh!
Immigration!
So maybe it's not all about catching terrorists. Huh? I mean, they're telling you right now what they're out there looking for, because the idea that what that first guy said was, well, we're going to be ready to move at a moment's notice. Well, by the time you have the notice, the bomb already went off.
Yeah. Terrorists don't give notice.
No, they're not going to give you a heads up. It's very unlikely that the Tampa Police Department is going to get a heads up, or the TSA office in the southeast is going to be given a notice of any sort that there's some sort of bombing that is planned on a train or a bus.
The government isn't even good when they have notice. From what I've heard, they knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen 3 days in advance.
Well, they wanted Pearl Harbor to happen.
Well, this is probably true.
Yeah, but true enough, what you're saying, I mean, on 9/11, there were certainly some notice about the attacks and some clues that, I guess, were passed to the government in advance, and they didn't do anything about it. So the whole idea that they're just going to be ready to swoop in any time when we get a whiff of something going wrong, we're going to swoop into that bus stop and we're on it. But they're the government. We know that they're slow and that they're inefficient, and they, barely know what they're doing in many cases.
We're also looking at one of our main initiatives, which is bulk cash smuggling.
And so,
bulk cash smuggling.
I didn't know that it was illegal to have money.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, it actually, if you get caught with any amount of cash, especially over $10,000, it's gone. If you've got less than $10,000, you're probably going to lose it too, because the cops are just going to take it from you and.
He may or may not fill out paperwork.
Yeah,
it happens. I mean, people don't believe that this is true, but the fact is, there's stories, we get them all the time, of people getting their money confiscated from them, and then they have to go through whatever government channels it takes to get it back. I mean, it's your money. They don't have any proof that you did anything with it. What's wrong with walking around with $10,000, $10,001 on you?
Drug dealer.
Well, I mean,
you wouldn't have that money unless you were a drug dealer.
Well, I could have a pink purple hat with a big pink ostrich feather off of it, and somebody might say I was a drug dealer too. Why do we outlaw those?
Yeah, but they can't, you know, they can't sell that for anything. So yeah,
right.
The money is really, it's what they're all about. They want any excuse they can get to separate you from your money. And there have been stories about people who've had their life's savings. And like you, Sean, they didn't know because most people don't pay attention to these things. How would most people come across this information that they can't have more than $10,000 in cash with them wherever they are in this country? Who would come across that information? Unless you're actually reading relatively frequently stories about drug dealers getting busted or the war on drugs and some of the surrounding governmental rules surrounding that. Most people, you know, they're not paying attention to that stuff. So they get caught off guard when they get pulled over as they're on their way to the bank with their life savings that they've taken out of their mattress and have decided they finally want to put in the bank. Oops, they get pulled over as they're on the way there, and too bad.
Well, they're going to buy a car. Or, I mean, people have money for all kinds of reasons. Yep. They're, you know,
good luck getting a car for less than 10 grand,
yeah,
right?
Going to make a business transaction of some sort.
Yep.
I drove across the country when I moved up here with probably close to $5,000 in my lockbox in the truck.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't tell anybody about that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, keep that that information to yourself. And also, another, since we're talking about $10,000 and what it means to the government, if you actually go into the bank and you do a transaction for more than $10,000 in cash, they are required by the federal goons to fill out what they call a cash transaction report. Now, that cash transaction report is filed with, I don't know, the Treasury or some governmental bureaucracy, and maybe they'll do something about you, and maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just take it under advisement and look and see how many other $10,000 transactions you're doing and if they can discern a pattern or something like that. Or maybe they'll just swoop in and shut down your bank account while they investigate. Who knows?
You just freeze all your assets.
Yeah,
I'm betting there's been a sudden surge in $9,000 cash transactions.
Well, you also have to be careful you don't get charged with structuring as well.
Structuring, right.
Ah,
so this is withdrawing amounts of money so that you don't get looked at, and then they have a system for looking at people who look like they're not wanting to get looked at.
Right. So if you're going in, this is one of the ways that Ed and Elaine Brown got caught. Was they were putting in? Well, first of all, they were going to the post office to buy money orders. Bad idea. Going to the post office, because the post office will report you for buying over like $10 in money orders.
People.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they were buying their money orders from the post office, first off, and then secondly, they were doing it on an often enough basis to where everybody knew something was going on with them trying to essentially put money in and clean it in some way by buying money orders and using those to pay off their houses and things like that. So you got to be careful about that. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, it doesn't mean that you're a money launderer. It just may mean that you're making a bunch of deposits into your bank or you're making a bunch of withdrawals for whatever reason, and they'll decide that you're a money launderer. Well, because you're structuring. Well, what's structuring? I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't know about any of this. Well, too bad. We've already taken your money, so screw off. More about Viper moments.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced. Comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features you will find there, including our listening options. We've got broadband and dial-up streams airing the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. Plus, if you can't listen online, you can always listen via your telephone, any phone that can dial long distance. So you can listen in via our listen lines that way. Webcam is available, plus our satellite channel, which is free, as well as the 80-plus wonderful radio stations on the AM and FM band across the country. Get the details on how to listen at listen.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to protecting yourself against potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and a GPS navigation system, which records your driving route and speed. It's for traffic stops, traffic accidents, whether if you have to show evidence to your insurance company or something like that. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. He's actually got a contest there, a video contest going on at freedomcam.net. You can win up to $100, freedomcam.net.
So what would it take to convince you, if you don't believe that you live in a police state, that you do? It's a good question to ask, not only yourself, if you are somebody that believes that, oh, it's not a police state, but if you've got people that you know, loved ones.
I don't think that, honestly, that the people that don't believe we're in a police state can even ask themselves that question. Like, they can't, they just can't come up with the critical thinking skills that it takes to ask that question.
I don't know about that, Mark. I've asked that question a couple times, and I've gotten some answers. And usually the answers I can point right to and say, oh, that's happening.
Yeah, but they don't respond to it because it's not happening to them.
Correct.
And if it is happening to them, like, you know, somebody might have answered 20 years ago that, well, if we were getting shaken down at the airport where TSA, where agents, were, government agents were sticking their hands all over our bodies, all over our children's and wives' bodies, they were scanning us with X-ray machines. Well, that this X-ray machines that have the same chance of giving you cancer as they do of actually finding a terrorist, you being killed by a terrorist, you're just as likely to be killed by the machine as by the machine that is supposed to find the terrorist.
Yes.
So anyway, people might have answered that was the question, but now they won't.
So what would it take, right? It seems like people have to experience it themselves. And then at the same time, if they've been told a story about how, it's safety, terrorism. Aren't you scared? Don't you want to be safe? If they've been told this story and they believe it, then it's not a police state to them. Then it's, this is what we need. We need this. This is important. And so then they'll make excuses for it. Oh, that's not a police state. But to us, this is clearly police state activity. Being
right.
stopped.
It's
being
not
demanded.
A police state if you don't mind it happening to you. However, if your not minding is an imposition upon me because, they can't just do it to the people that don't mind. And they have to do it to the people that do mind. And mm-hmm. I mind, thanks very much.
Oh, yeah.
So it's an imposition on me.
So we're playing back the ABC News report from Tampa about what they call the Viper teams. That's, by the way, I said I couldn't find intermodal in the dictionaries because the people that wrote the article over at DemocratHerald.com misspelled it. So apparently the word intermodal
journalism
does
majors.
Yeah, it does exist.
I thought it did. It sounded familiar. But
it is relating to more than one mode of transport. That's what it means. So the TSA's Viper teams are attacking not just buses, not just trains, but, wherever it is they can do. We've actually heard about them setting up on the street. It was at a bus stop, I guess. They weren't actually at a bus station. They were just out on the street at a bus stop once in Indianapolis. So it won't be long before you see TSA agents on your drive to work. You think I'm being hyperbolic? Just wait. So here's the rest of the report from Tampa. Again, the government bureaucrats here admitting what this is really all about. It's not about terrorism. It's about...
What we're looking for are threats to national security as well as immigration law violators.
We're also looking at one of our main initiatives, which is bulk cash smuggling.
And so passengers ready to head toward Orlando, Jacksonville, and points north had to go through a series of checks while Susu from the Tampa Airport Police Department gave the bus his sniff test.
That's a dog.
It's all part of what Homeland Security calls VIPER, for Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response. Yeah, they're big on initials. In this team effort between TSA, ICE, CBP, and TPD.
This is ongoing for us. We do this every day.
And for the folks who travel like...
Boy, doesn't that make you feel special? Doesn't that make you feel good? They're out there every day looking for them immigrants, looking for them cash.
Hassling people every day.
Them drug dealers and them cash smugglers.
And if they happen to maybe possibly find a terrorist, well, that's all the better.
Not bloody likely. What are the odds they will find a terrorist?
Yeah, terrorists riding the bus.
Well, I mean, a terrorist theoretically could ride a bus and set off a bomb somewhere.
They'd be the first terrorist the TSA's ever found.
Sure enough.
This day in and day out, it's a comfort in troubled times.
Now, what story from the mainstream media about government security or security theater wouldn't be complete without the pathetic Americans talking about how grateful they are for the TSA?
I feel safe knowing that I get on the bus and I'm not going to blow up.
Boom! Yeah, like that's ever happened.
Because those guys that just shook you down are keeping the bus from blowing up.
Like the people aren't going to get on at the next bus stop and blow your bus up. You aren't safe, dude. You aren't safe from anything. These Greyhound buses stop all the time. Have you ever ridden one of them? I mean, they're constantly stopping. It's almost impossible to sleep on a Greyhound bus. You have to be dead tired. You've got to bring along, an eye mask and some earplugs because every 15 minutes they're stopping, flipping on the lights on the overheads and letting people in on and off the bus.
They have to get their luggage on and off, you know.
They're stopping at all kinds of little places. The Greyhound bus, I'm not besmirching Greyhound. They do what they do. I've ridden it before and it got me to where I needed to go. Took forever. It is what it is. But they're stopping at all kinds of little places. It's not just the main Greyhound terminal at Tampa going, nonstop to the Greyhound terminal in D.C. They're stopping off at Gibsonton, and they're stopping off at, whatever other little towns there are in between here and there.
Here in D.C., there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And like you said, 45 minutes is the long run.
Yeah, exactly. So, sorry, buddy, you aren't safe. It's just an illusion.
Now, it's not like this sort of security is going to be on display at every bus terminal every time.
Oh, really, Bill Logan, the reporter? How do you know that? Okay, it's a true statement for today. But he said it's not like they're going to be on display every bus terminal every time. Eh, it's probably true. They're not going to be able to afford to put it on the small town bus terminals anytime soon. But it wouldn't surprise me if it weren't very long before you started to see this in all the major cities at all times. You know they want it. They're government bureaucrats. They want to expand their bureaucracy. They want more power.
They don't care whether the TSA has never caught a terrorist or not. They want to be able to shake down every vehicle with a combustion engine every time it goes to every corner in America. That's the only way to keep us safe, people.
That's what they'll tell you.
Message here is, it could be.
That's why we'll be back. We won't say when we'll be back. This is the first time we're doing. But this way, the bad guys, if you will, are on notice that we'll be back.
In Tampa, Bill Logan, ABC.
They're sneaky, those government guys. Aha, they're so sneaky, just randomly coming in there and just shaking things up randomly and making it so those terrorists will think twice. Right? Does anybody really believe this stuff?
They didn't. They said themselves that this isn't about terrorists. This
Pretty
is about
much,
people
yeah.
carrying a little bit of weed on them. This is about people that are carrying their life savings on them in order to do some kind of transaction
to go from point A to point B.
This is about screwing with Americans, not about stopping terrorists.
Don't forget the immigrants. You got to watch out for those immigrants.
Yeah, you're right. This is about screwing with free people traveling freely from one place to another.
And, of course, if they start to really swoop in on these bus stations and train stations more often, doing it more frequently, maybe set up permanently, then that'll mean an end to the war on drugs, because they'll finally catch all the drugs and they'll finally catch all the immigrants, right?
No.
I guess people will come up with other ideas as to how to transport things at that point, right? And that'll, of course, give them plenty of reason to start stopping people or to begin stopping people on the street. Which, of course, cops are already doing, too. I mean, they've got DUI checkpoints. And, actually, another story about a checkpoint outside of a camp zone that busts thousands of people. We'll share that with you come up. Your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499 Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on our site free. Head over there, and you can enjoy things like our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you'll find that it's all totally free. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and the webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. And up to 99% off of list price. I've gone to the website, I've looked myself, and indeed they are up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers also offers customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so let's continue. Take your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk first to Todd in Michigan on the Amp Lines. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian and Mark. What's up, guys?
Sean's here, too. What's on your mind, Todd?
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, guys, but apparently, you guys are already aware that WikiLeaks was dropped by Amazon.com.
Yeah, we discussed that on the show last night.
Yeah, I guess they're in that does the web hosting and things like that.
Well, apparently there are some libertarians in our movement, particularly at antiwar.com, who are basically planning a boycott of Amazon.
The entire site by choosing not to shop there at all, or just the...
Organized by Eric Garris, and I don't know how many are involved, but some of them are doing that.
Now, is that the guy that runs antiwar.com, Eric Garris? Who is that?
Yeah. Okay. I believe so. Okay. But anyway, it turns out that Skip Oliva, who is a writer for the Mises Institute, came out with a piece today, basically, and I'm just paraphrasing here, in so many short words, he basically thought it was silly and absurd that some libertarians were basically planning a boycott of Amazon.com because he likened their actions to the state actually doing harm to WikiLeaks. Using the same tactics that the states are using against WikiLeaks. And I thought that was just a ridiculous statement to make.
So do you support the boycott then?
I'm sort of on the side of the boycott in a way, but
sort of,
I also understand
in a way.
Why. Huh?
Well, the answer is sort of in a way.
You're either boycotting or not.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to buy things there or you're not.
Yeah, well, I am. I'm pretty much boycotting it.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, I'm not happy with Amazon.
I'm not happy with them either. But, you know, to some extent.
I can understand. I understand why they did it. I understand why they did it. But the reality is that I don't know if you guys read the note that Senator Lieberman said in his press release.
Certainly not.
And his phone call, too. But apparently he is still going to be going after Amazon even after they cooperate.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, because these government guys, they want your obedience and they want it continually and they want it on every level. And once you show that you're willing to give up obedience on something or give them money, then they'll come after you again and again because they know you're good for it. They know that you'll give up money, whatever money that they demand, you'll give it up. Hey, Todd, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Sean, what do you think about this whole Amazon boycott idea?
I'm probably going to keep shopping at Amazon when I need to. I know Amazon supports some great liberty organizations like this one through amazon.freetalklive.com, and that's certainly a motivating factor. Amazon really was pressured into this. Lieberman said that Trump was trying to get U.S. companies to boycott Amazon, which is probably a lot of business for them. And I'm pretty sure what they did is compared the business they could lose from that boycott to the business they could lose from a WikiLeaks-related boycott and made the financial choice to keep making money.
Well, usually a lot of boycotts fail. A lot of boycotts fail because all the attention that's... If a boycott garners attention, which that's the idea, right, to get the word out that we're upset and, you know, get the word out about the bad things the company has done, a lot of people will look at that and say, well, I don't think that's so bad. I'm going to shop there now. So in a lot of cases, for everybody that you lose, you gain another customer back. The Whole Foods guy found that out, who's apparently a libertarian, the guy that founded Whole Foods. There was something that the granola-munching hippies were very upset about, and we're going to have a boycott. And so they thought they were going to, like, really stick it to
over, United States healthcare, national healthcare.
Yeah, that's what it was, because he came out against the government healthcare.
Even though he gives great healthcare to his employees.
Amazing healthcare.
They were wanting to boycott him for having an opinion.
Not necessarily the employees, but the customers.
The customers, the granola-crunching greenies.
Right. As a result of the publicity that the boycott received, and it did get publicity in the mainstream media, these folks who'd never shopped at Whole Foods came out to support him, and now he gained all these new customers as a result of the boycott.
My thoughts on this are, first off, Amazon, their hosting site or whatever, didn't do anything that any other hosting service wouldn't have done in this circumstance.
Under the pressure of the threat of the violence from the U.S. federal government?
Right.
Sure.
So, you can boycott them because they did not stand up and be as liberty-minded as you wish they would.
Yeah, what would you do if you were in their position?
But, yeah, right. You know, understand that you and everybody that you work for's life is going to be ruined over this. And that's the decision you're making. Is that what you care about? I think that you're better served in this circumstance by a letter-writing campaign.
That's what I did.
But a letter-writing campaign actually requires calories from the indignant. And the indignant
not doing anything.
don't want to spend their calories. They want to bang their drum about, boycotting. Bye-bye, boycott! I'm going to post this to my Facebook account. You know, and that doesn't... I'm sorry. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't fly as high as a letter would in this circumstance. I think that there are times for boycotts. I'm for them when it's the right time. I just don't
think
that this is the time to do it. It's way too quick. You have Amazon really hasn't had much opportunity to even respond to what the marketplace is saying on this, and, you know, they're talking about boycotting. Likely, most of the people who are boycotting don't shop at Amazon very much.
Maybe.
I don't shop at Amazon very much. It wouldn't change.
You just bought something there the other day.
Very much.
Okay.
I bought some some little things that I need, but there's all kinds of different places I could shop. It means nothing to me to shop at Amazon or any place else.
Here's the point I want to make on this, and that is that you remember when we were talking a few years ago about the National Service Program?
Yeah.
Which I wonder what's going on with that. We haven't heard much buzz about it recently. They were certainly moving forward as quickly as they could a couple of years ago, and it seems to have stalled since
the target.
Yeah, there were all these corporations that were supporting national service. And for those who don't know, national service is a program or a plan by the government guys, both Republicans and Democrats support this, where all young people in America will be forced to work for the government for a certain period of time, maybe 3 months, maybe 2 years. I don't know. They haven't ironed out the details on it, but that's essentially what national so-called service is. It's a very scary idea. It's essentially indoctrinating young people even further that government is great and government is necessary, and now you have to work for government if you want to get out of high school, basically. Now, they haven't instituted this yet, but that's what's coming. During the 2008 presidential campaign, they had like a little powwow session between John McCain and Barack Obama where they both came in and they had this National Service Day or whatever where they were talking about how great national service is, so that it was very clear that both sides supported this.
Yeah.
And the National Service Coalition, I forget what they were called, but they were supported by corporate backers, corporate sponsors, including Target and Home Depot. And I looked at that and I thought, well, you know, that sucks. I like both of those stores. Can I really quit shopping there? Not particularly. I mean, yeah, okay, what do you do in this case? Like with Amazon, for instance, maybe I want to get some products. Do I shop at Target? Well, they support national service. Do I shop at Walmart? Well, they've used eminent domain to get some of their stores. Where else do I go?
Right, and
you can't.
That's what it all boils down to. Is if you really want to be principled on this stuff, you can't shop anywhere.
You can't.
You're going to need to grow your own food and weave your own fabric. I think you're far better served with sending Amazon a well thought out email.
That's what I
do. Even better. Send them a snail mail letter and follow it up with an email, and tell them what you think. But I don't think folks want to do that. I think that they want to be outraged and do their boycott. And I don't think it's going to accomplish much.
And just so everybody knows, the fact that Amazon took WikiLeaks servers off of their hosting didn't stop WikiLeaks.
No.
Didn't contain the documents. The documents were already out and on torrents before I found out about this.
We're going to come back with more here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. Your thoughts on Amazon, WikiLeaks, or whatever you want to bring up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.